Identify where you're stalling, put steps, written steps in action on how you're going to avoid that next time, and then celebrate it once you attack that, because you deserve that.
This is the Orthopreneur Show with Glenn Krieger, talking about the things you never learned in school, like marketing, management, and leadership.
Hello there, everybody. It's Dr. Glenn Krieger here with another episode of Your 5-Minute Friday. Now, I'm going to tell you a story about my partner, Doug Shaw, who is arguably, if you've met him, you know him to be arguably one of the most amazing and talented human beings you'll ever meet. I live in his shadow because he is such a brilliant, smart, just great person, moral, honest, and talent like you can't believe. Now, that said, sorry for embarrassing you, Doug. Now let's bring the room down a little bit and tell a Doug story that's relevant to what we're going to talk about today. Now, when we were in residency, which is where Doug and I met, right? He was University of Buffalo Dental School in 2012. I was University of Buffalo Dental School 1992. And we met at residency at Nova on the first day of orthodontic residency. And you should listen to the first ever Orthopreneurs podcast to hear our story because people say they love it. But when we were in residency, we had to write a master's. Now, for some people, writing comes easier than others. I love writing. I've always wanted to write. I've got a special project in the works right now that I think you're all going to love when it's done. But I don't mind sitting down in front of a computer, even though I'm a terrible typist, and writing. Doug, on the other hand, not really his thing. Let's just put it that way. Jumping off a 60-foot cliff all day long. Taking a motorcycle off a ramp, that's Doug. But writing is not necessarily his thing. So we'd be in residency. And we would go into one of these little cubicles where we sit down across from each other. And I start typing my master's. He would start typing his master's, which were very similar. And then, you know, I would start typing mine. He would be playing with this thing. He'd be listening to this. He'd be doing that. And, you know, before you know it, I got 2-3 pages out and he's fast asleep on the side. And why I tell this story is because I always remember that, because it was a great example of somebody who didn't mind doing something, doing what they liked, and somebody who really didn't like doing something, not doing it, and using finding almost any excuse to avoid doing it. And it's not to pick on Doug, because as I said, he's better than me in everything on this planet. So it's not picking on him. It's a great illustration of stalling. Now, let's go to a broader concept, something that affects our lives. Maybe it's our financial planning. Maybe it's our projections for our practices. Maybe it's hiring somebody. Maybe it's going on social media and growing our practices. Maybe it's taking a course and learning how to become better at something. Maybe it's reorganizing the organizational chart of the practice, or any number of things that maybe you don't enjoy doing, but you really should, right? And you're stalling. When I wake up in the morning to work out, one of the reasons I don't belong to a gym is because I stall. I wake up, I take my pre-workout, I do social media, maybe I do a post, maybe I write something, you know, maybe I go on Amazon, maybe I go to YouTube, but I love working out. I hate starting working out, and maybe you're a lot like me. Once I'm in the workout, I don't want to be anywhere else, but getting into it is that first step is always the hardest for me. So I stall, and I want you to find out your mission, if you will, for now. What is that thing that you're stalling on right now? What is it that you know you really should be doing in your practice or your life? It could relate to your family, your personal, whatever it might be. What is it that you need to figure out that, you know, hey, I am stalling. Hey, I do need to write that master's thesis. There are consequences. Now, unlike our master's thesis where we had to do it by a certain date, you're free to do what you want to do. If you choose to not do that organizational chart for your practice, nobody will ever know, but your practice may suffer. Your stress level may go up. You may not be as profitable or relaxed as you could be. So I'm here to be that little voice on your shoulder to tell you, identify first when you're stalling. Like, what is that thing you know you need to do, but you keep putting it off? You got 30 minutes free, but you're like, it's not enough time. I'm not going to even get started on it. Now, if I said to you, hey, concert tickets for your favorite band on the planet are going on sale at 10 a.m., and I want you to be online for 30 minutes, you'd find it even if it wasn't enough time, right? Your favorite team is going to play and you want to get tickets for it. You'll find it. That clothing you want to buy on Amazon or wherever you're shopping, you're going to find a way to do it. I want that kind of zeal and energy and effort applied to the things you don't want to do so that you get in there and do it. And I guarantee you when that 30 minutes or 40 minutes or hour is over, where you just got started, you're going to feel like a weight was lifted off your chest. You're going to feel so good about yourself that you're going to take on the day in a much bigger way. So identify where you're stalling, put steps, written steps in action on how you're going to avoid that next time, and then celebrate it once you attack that, because you deserve that, all right? I hope you do this. I hope it makes a change in your life. Reach out to me and let me know, and just know I'm always here for you. If there's anything you need whatsoever, let me know. Much love. Have a great day.